what I do want to know.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm about to be 182 now very soon. I have booked my hotel and my flight to Las Vegas. I just scored 2 wins 2 days in a row, and now I'm going to fight again very soon. I'm the greatest. No boxer in the history, no fighter in combat has ever done what I'm doing today. What you people are witnessing, fans, haters, neutral, whatever the fuck you are, you know, no disrespect to the fans. I'm talking about these delusional haters. And look, my point is, no matter who you are, what you're witnessing in today, in today's real era of real boxing, known as the underground, the UBF, that Charlie Zelenoff, you know, has took to new heights. You know, beating opponents of all weights and all heights. And, you know, of all combats. You know, I'm actually watching one of my greatest wins ever right now versus that Muay Thai champion, the ninjutsu Muay Thai champion. And, you know what I'm saying? If I can beat a guy that skilled, I can beat anybody. Look at this. Left hook, look at this. Bam! You see, he flew just like Wilder, but he has a better chin than Wilder. He got back in his stance after that. You know, he didn't land anything. He just started, you know, showboating, doing his little, you know, ninja dance or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Yeah, but he lost the fight. You know, I won on points. That was one of my best wins ever, maybe even my best win, because the opponent was, you know, like I said, I rank him number two after me. A big drop off. He tried to make it look like a close fight by showing off and shit, by doing that. But really, if you look at the punch stats, I hit him about 3 times. Twice in the body, once in the face. He didn't hit me at all. So, I mean. But, yeah, he was not easy to punch, you know. I rushed him with that left. And usually, for those of you that watch my fights, I usually land that left, and then I land the right after, like I did versus the U.S. Marine, 179. But this guy was obviously better. Come on, no, take nothing away from that Marine. That Marine was a good fighter. But this undefeated, well, he's not undefeated anymore. Well, former undefeated, he's now 20-1 and gave him his first loss. This ninjutsu Muay Thai champion, he was, you know, on a different level. You know, this guy would destroy Deontay Wilder. This guy would destroy, what's his name, Jill Zavala. He would annihilate, he would annihilate Mike Tyson, Mayweather Jr., and Charlie Zelenoff annihilated him with that left hook. I beat him. So, you know, and he's under the radar. Yeah, he was an undefeated fighter before I beat him. You know, and if anything, that loss, the Muay Thai guy, that loss to me, well, I mean, obviously, he's disappointed about losing to me, but I'm saying, if anything, it boosted his career up. Because now he can, you know, whenever he fights somebody else, unless it's me, if he fights me again, he's going to lose again. I'm saying if he fights anybody else, you know, he's going to beat them, and he can say that he fought the GOAT, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. He was under the radar, and anybody that's under the radar and fights me, automatically they become fucking known to some degree. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I hate to mention bots. There's some crazy, psychotic, you know, some mental dude on the internet, Brisbeck, you know. The guy doesn't even want to give his real name out. He's a fucking... some internet pussy. I told him, listen, Klein, I'm tired of your rants. And I disabled the comments for most, but I left the comments for this fight because there's literally nothing he can say about this fight, because the opponent, he says I beat up on random dudes. And this guy I beat is obviously a world-class, top-tier fighter that would annihilate everybody on HBO and Showtime and UFC and all these fucking fake organizations that you think are real, motherfucker. Therefore, I said, hey, Klein, put your money where your fucking mouth is. Since I can beat fighters this caliber, I can beat anybody. 181-0, motherfucker. 10 grand on the table for my next fight in Las Vegas. 182. I always win. It's not a if, it's when I win. But, okay. I said it like this. If I win, you pay me you send me a money order or Western Union, $10,000. If I lose, I send you $10,000. That's the thing. I never lose. I'm unbeatable. I'm destined to win 200 fights, zero losses. I'm destined to win every fight until I retire. I'm destined to retire undefeated. No man will ever dethrone me. Being cheap-shotted, jumped, whatever, that is not being dethroned, you fucking idiots. Nobody has beaten me in a fair fight face-to-face, and nobody ever will. Charlie Zelenoff is undefeated. My record, unblemished. And it will always be like that. And this delusional breezeback, if you listen to this, you will never take that bet. You will make excuses. When I post a Las Vegas victory, you're going to make excuses. Oh, but you're a fucking delusional, schizophrenic, fucking internet maniac that sits on the computer without a wife, without a girlfriend, without a wife, no wins, nothing, no accomplishments in your fucking life, you fucking loser, and you hate on the greatest boxing champion in the history, the greatest boxer that has ever laced a boxing gloves, a man with 181 victories and zero losses. You hate on that man because you have nothing. Nothing. No accomplishments. Nobody can praise you. Nobody can hate on any of it. You don't have any accomplishments to, you know, that somebody can praise or criticize. You don't. You're zero. You know what I mean? So that's what I said. I doubt your SSI pays you that much money, but if they do, or if some, I don't know, lend it from somebody. $10,000 on the table. Put your money where your mouth is. You fucking pussy. I had a wife to support in Ukraine. I never bragged about money. I never said I'm rich. I said I'm the greatest boxer of all time, physically, naturally. My punches, my speed, my power, I can beat any man in the world. It has nothing to do with money. But I have $10,000? That's not a problem. You know what I'm saying? Double or nothing. I win the fight. You pay me 10 G's? That's 20 grand for me. Let's do it, bitch. You're not going to do it because Western Union, you're going to have to put your real name, motherfucker. And you know, you're not going to do that because you know if you put your real name, I can track you down and I can fuck you up and I can, you know, hospitalize you, paralyze you. That's what I'm saying. If I'm beating undefeated Muay Thai champions, if I'm knocking Deontay Wilder across the goddamn ring, if I'm beating Jills Waller, that was, man. That's what I'm saying. This guy just needs to be ignored, man. It's, you know, that's going to hurt him the most, you know. Just see, like, on my Yahoo, the Google, yeah. You know, I make posts, and I post my fights and my victories, and I disable the commentary, so where these retards can't comment. And, yeah, you know, that's what hurts them the most, believe it or not. You know what I mean? Like, don't feed the trolls. If you feed them, they're going to keep coming back and keep coming back. You know what I'm saying? Don't feed them. Let them die out. You know what I mean? Don't feed them. I just like to laugh at these punks, you know. I just like to poke fun at them. Every time I score a victory, you know, I just score two victories 2 days in a row. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, I literally bombed on a gangbanger with a vicious left hook. I'm telling you, man, like, my left and right equal power, but that left hook, I got to say it's my best punch, man. I mean, I knocked Deontay Wilder out with my left hook. I mean, I beat this ninjutsu Muay Thai champion that would destroy Deontay Wilder. I beat him with the left hook, you know. No, the fight went on after that, but I'm saying that was the main punch. That was the difference in the fight. That left hook was the difference in the fight that, you know. Now, Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest of all time. Top five boxers in the world. Well, obviously me. That's just no debate. I'm 181-0. I'm the greatest of all time. The GOAT, obviously. It was number two, the ninjutsu Muay Thai champion that I beat. Gave his first loss to, YouTube. Phenom number one pound for pound, Charlie Z. Smashes 194-pound pro Muay Thai champion in the face. Yeah, he's number two. Number three, Sambo Russian, very strong fighter, very strong, and 240 pounds, and I beat him, and, you know, that was a great fight. Number four, Jills Waller. Number five, Deontay Wilder barely makes the list. saying. So, my all-NBA team, I'm a big basketball fan. Let's see, who I would want on my, like, retired or current players. Center, I would want Shaq. Power forward, LeBron James. Small forward, Michael Jordan. Shooting guard, Kobe Bryant. Point guard, Kyrie Irving. You know what I'm saying? My toughest opponents, Southpaw Sil, Ninjutsu Muay Thai fighter, and Win 158. It was another Muay Thai fighter that I beat in the ring. It was a good fight. I was losing, and I came back, and I fucked him up in the end, and I stopped him. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. But that, those are very rare, man. The next win, it's going to be all Charlie Zonoff. It's going to be so one-sided that literally... I'm telling you, man, I can't wait to fucking to score this next victory. I can't wait to do it, man. You know, I'm the greatest, man, hands down. You know, 181-0 doesn't happen by accident, man. To win 181 fights without losing, I mean, you've got to be the greatest of all time to do that, and I am the greatest of all time, you know what I'm saying? You know, I met this new girl, you know, flirting with her, and my main goal is just to get her out here and, you know, get as much pussy as possible from her, you know what I mean? And she's very beautiful, and, you know, we'll see where it goes. You know, I don't want to hype shit up, you know, and then things don't work out. I mean, maybe they will work out, you know, but one woman that always wants me back, and that is my ex-wife, Daria. I'm just not going to, I doubt it that I'm ever going to get back with her, man. Because I've said that I'd never get back with Claudia, and I did. Well, see, there you go. I got back with Claudia, and look what happened. It was it got worse. It was like 5 years passed. I had so many girlfriends after Claudia. I decided to give her another chance, and then, boom, she got even worse. That's what I'm saying. It's just, you know, and Daria just said, the ship sailed, man. That's it. The ship has sailed. I gave her three chances. I went to Ukraine 3 different times, all 3 times. You know, I'll say this, the third time she was a little better, but still not good enough to remain the champ's wife. And me being the best, I deserve the best. Me being the best boxer in the world, I deserve the best girl in the world. Both look-wise and personality-wise, meaning full package, I deserve that. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is, man. But yeah, that win against that Ninjutsu Muay Thai champion, that was just, you know, Charlie Zonoff. Vintage, prime, you know, the greatest ever, the greatest of all time, the GOAT, you know what I'm saying? No, nobody could fuck with that speed and power, and that dude was fast, he, you know, and I still hit him, you know what I mean? So if I can beat him, I can beat anybody, and my win over Jill Zavala, you know, that's a win that 10, 20, 30, 40 years from now, it's still going to be on YouTube, the replays, those jabs, the way I rushed him in the body. He had great defense. And then when you look up Jill Zavala's TV fights, he's knocking motherfuckers out. And then when you look up the fight against me, he's getting his ass beat. So how does that make me look? That makes me look phenomenal. Therefore, you haters, breeze back. Dude, kill yourself. Oh, hold on. You got to pay up to 10 grand, then you kill yourself, right? But you're not going to pay the 10 grand. You're full of shit. You're fake. You're a phony. You're a fraud. You know what I'm saying? 181-0 and you're still talking shit. If I'm 1,181-0, you're still going to talk shit. To everybody listening, this breeze back guy, I'm telling you, if I'm one day, if I reach 1,000 wins, okay, I'm 181-0. For example, if I reach 1,181-0, he's still going to talk shit if he's still going to be alive by then because he's mentally sick. You know what I'm saying? It's not about how many wins I score. It's not about I knocked people out on video. The guy in the ring, Win 106. I knocked the guy out cold. The guy hit the fucking canvas. Literally, he was on the canvas for like 20 seconds. He was knocked out. Guess what? This breezeback still talking shit. This guy's mentally ill. I marry a beautiful, beautiful wife. It doesn't matter what her attitude. That's my love wife. That's between me and her. Why I dumped her, whatever. We're not talking about that. We're talking about how good she looks. My wife, gorgeous. I had the best sex ever with her. Wedding pictures posted. This retard said in the beginning, oh, you don't have a wife, and boom, I proved I have a wife. I posted the pictures, then I posted video. What do the idiots do? These sick haters. They talk shit about my ex-wife. You see what I'm saying? No matter what girl I post, they're going to insult her just because she's with the champ, because they're jealous, because they don't have a girl. They don't have any girl to post. That's why. I got victories. I crushed everybody. Southpaw Sill, Ninjutsu Muay Thai fighter, Sambo Russian, the Ukrainian world-class top-tier fighters I beat, that killer soldier I beat, all these U.S. Marines I beat, a Navy SEAL that I beat, world-class competition that I am fucking destroying, proving that I'm the best in the world. Everything I say, see, I walk the walk. Yeah. See what I'm saying? When I talk, I walk the walk. And all these fucking clowns, all these fake fighters on TV, man, I can't wait to go to Vegas. Because, see, Vegas has a lot of these paid professional actors. If I catch these motherfuckers, hey, listen, every year I do, man. Last year, I ended, like, well, towards the end of the year, Bellator beat his ass. Don't be surprised if I beat another paid professional actor. Don't be surprised, man. You know, but the thing is, when I go fight, I usually beat real fighters. I'm saying if I see a paid professional actor, oh my God. It's going to be on video how I beat his ass. It's going to be on video. You know what I'm saying? And when I'm 182-0, you already know it's going to be 182-0, not 181-1. 182-0, I'm unbeatable. Fair fight. Nobody can or will ever beat the champ Charlie Zelenoff. I'm the greatest ever. Number one pound for pound.